Former New York editor Tom Englehart has just published his first novel, The Last Days of Publishing. It's a novel of manners about the great shift from privately owned publishing houses to conglomerates in the industry. Alan Chews has a review.
Rick Coppice, the narrator of the story, is a serious book editor with decades of experience. When we first meet him, he's on the verge of being pushed sideways, if not down and out, from his senior position at Byzantium Press, his publishing house, which had earlier been taken over by a big New York publisher and is now owned by a multimedia company owned by a German media baron. Which means, according to the gospel of publishing's new managerial class, as Coppice explains to us, there were to be no more turnstile jumpers in the book trade due to an editor's passing fancy or the curiosities of an author who insisted on pursuing what seemed like a less than hopeful subject. Every editorial choice, every gesture to an author, every gesture by an author, now had to pay its own way. So there's no commercial publishing home for precisely the kind of novel in which we read about all this taking place, and apparently no place for an editor like Rick. As one of his colleagues tells him at one of his last lunches as a mainstream editor before he's to be replaced by a publishing industry veteran who happens to be his ex-wife, "You're like some valuable outmoded machine that needs a retrofit. You're an archive on how publishing used to be." The portrait Englehart gives us of Coppice's editorial expertise is as admirable as can be. "People imagine I read like they do," Coppice says, "but I approach a manuscript the way a blind man might a face. I touch it haltingly, trying to imagine its essential shape. To know your limits may be the essence of editing." Ironically, not knowing his limits as a novelist allows Englehart to produce a passing fair story that pictures the darkness that may be descending on the culture, without ever succumbing to it.
The book is The Last Days of Publishing by Tom Englehart. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.